you're listening to Truth or...
Especially not some dooted up egg sucking gutter trash.
Out of the distance, baby.
Render you as criminal as I.
What do you think, Frank?
Welcome to the video shop where
Geordie,
Josh,
Tom,
Hamish,
and right now we're comparing time travel movies
or related themes.
Or we'll be making cases for movies that have no time travel.
That involve time.
To start with, let's start listing them. The first one, we've got to do Back to the Future, surely. Like, yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
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 Who wants to go next?
Terminators.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Definitely
Terminators. Hold on, I'm gonna tick mine off as we work through.
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah, I gotta tick.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got one on my phone so the tick system doesn't really work for me.
Geordie's gone, has he?
He ticked himself out.
Yeah, ticked himself off.
Oh, that was embarrassing.
We said classic stuff while you were gone.
Oh,
yeah.
Amazing. Really
okay, yep, Terminator. Hold on. I've got to go to my Back to the Futures. Yep. Wait, whose turn is it next?
You go.
Austin Powers.
Yes.
Yep. Oh, really. Very good. I didn't have those.
Tom, but, no?
But.
I didn't have them.
Okay, Tom. Hold on. That's a mark for Tom because you didn't have it.
I was thinking about this. The first one is not, he doesn't technically go back in time, does he? Isn't he just frozen? But in the second one, he does. And the third one.
He's traveling through time.
So, my video's not on. So I do want to get to this, but you've touched on what I think a category and what my potentially most loved time travel related themed category is. And that is time lapsing.
Mm.
Yeah. So let's come back to that.
But we'll come back to that.
Yeah.
So Austin Powers.
I'm going to tick that.
So then Josh's turn to say something?
Yeah, Josh, you go.
Butterfly effect. I'll take that off Tom because I know he's got that in the back.
But another interesting one, isn't it, in terms of time travel?
Yes.
Yeah, because it's not your standard, you know, I'm in a time machine and now I'm in the past.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Same with frequency is a very
correct.
Interesting
one.
Yeah.
And again.
I knew the right boys who would have that one.
I love it. Is that...
That's me. The Time Machine.
Yep.
Yep.
Interstellar.
I had that.
Of course, baby. And that's another one where it's not your classic timeline, you know? There's some wormholes, there's some dimensions.
Yeah. There's time lapse.
There's some time things.
There's time lapse.
Josh?
Looper?
Yep, got it.
Or Lupus?
Looper.
Oh, Tom's on neg too.
Is that me? Deja Vu?
Yep.
Oh, it didn't have it. Neg one. Yeah. Neg one.
Neg one.
You don't get points for having them. You get neg points for not having them.
Yeah.
Neg points.
No, I'm neg one. You're neg two.
How many's on your list, by the way? Like, how many movies do you have?
I'm going to start running out soon-ish.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, I've got heaps.
I've got like 34 or something.
So when Hamish is out, that's when he starts disputing hard, you know?
Yeah.
Hamish, your shot.
Groundhog Day?
Oh, yep. Good had one.
Yep.
I had it, but I'm like, there's another one called, I'll use this as mine, as Palm Springs. It's essentially Groundhog Day, but it's not your tradish.
That'd be a neg point for me because I didn't have Palm Springs or whatever.
I had Palm Springs, but didn't have Groundhog Day. Stupid.
What about Edge of Tomorrow?
Yeah, I've got Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Everyone's great got
movie.
That.
Brilliant.
All right, I'm going to try and neg you guys. Click.
Yep, got it.
Negged. Yes.
Source Code.
Yep.
Haven't seen it. Bloody hell.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
Nah.
Oh, it's good.
Get on it.
It's like you're watching it tonight. That's all right. Good. I don't want to build it up, but it's
I've
good.
I've written it down. Rosie loaded. Yeah.
Who's that?
I think it's me, isn't it?
I've lost the order. I haven't said one in years. You go.
All right, Tom, you go.
Getting
you
dry, boys.
Donnie Darko.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I was gonna say because Jake Gyllenhaal's.
Yeah.
I forgot that one. I've only seen that once.
Yeah.
Didn't love it, to be honest.
You need to watch
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched it twice and I got it, but then I'm like, it's a lot of bullshit to get to a
just a couple.
Yeah.
I'm going to neg you guys with this one. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3.
I have that, but I don't like the bad movies, you know?
Is it one?
It's definitely one. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. I got a neggy for that one.
I got a neggy in my pants.
I might get some people with this one. Men in Black 3.
Nah, I got it.
Damn it.
I thought it might have slipped. But I was like, someone else is going to say this, so I'm going to put it down.
That was late in mine.
Yeah. That was very late.
That's a great movie, though.
That is.
It's sad.
It really is sad.
Yeah,
yeah.
Doesn't like
Daddy
it.
Does.
I get it.
It wasn't. Yeah, I thought number one was the best.
Oh, yeah, really? One. But it went 1-3-2 for me. Yes. Like I didn't really like two that much.
Still liked it.
Yeah.
And four doesn't exist.
Mm. Yeah.
No. Yeah.
But the internet. Three's brilliant at the start. Like when. Anyway, we digress.
Back to the order. What order are we actually?
Are we still doing age order?
We're just doing randoms.
Yeah. All right, Tom, you go again.
Predestination. Neg?
Yeah.
Anyone?
Yeah. No, had that because
you've negged.
I know you told me to watch that one back in the day.
Yeah.
Predestination, remind me.
It's got Ethan Hawke and the girl out of Succession.
Haven't seen it.
But it's kind of like an Aussie movie? Like it's
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It's kind of feels like it's filmed a bit weird or something.
It's low budget probably.
I'm not for low budget films.
They did a good job of it.
It was all right.
The production companies really need to do their nut.
Oh, I'm sorry. Rocky, was that not a good movie? On a low budget?
It was a great movie.
Yeah, low budget.
High budget.
Star Trek?
Blair Witch.
Yep.
Star Trek.
Yeah, I had Star Trek. So I didn't get negged. That's the only reason I put that in there. It was all right. But it's not. It is.
I had to add a few movies so I didn't get negged because I didn't realize it was a a comp to at the end. And I was just doing like movies that I liked, and I'm like, I'm gonna have to put in Time Cop.
Yeah. I've never seen it, but I put it in.
Oh, seriously.
Because you have to.
Yeah.
I have seen it, and I think you see a nice pair of boobies in it for memory for those playing at home.
What do you think, Frank?
That's for another episode.
Yeah. We're still in the kids' time slot.
That's why I said all boobies, right. Not rock all melons.
Right. Hamish, probably your shot, isn't it?
Harry Potter 3.
Yep.
Prisoner of Azkaban.
Haven't seen him.
Neg. I'll just say it now. Is my most hated time travel concept.
We'll circle back to that.
Yeah.
We'll circle jerk that one. Yeah. Jord, is that you?
Yeah, sure. Superman.
Oh,
two. Superman 2 or Superman 1?
Superman 1.
So he does the thing. I'm negged, though. I'm negged, but I'm back you, Jordan.
Is that number one? I thought Lois died in,
around the planet.
Two.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, are we all negged?
I'm negged.
I thought it was Superman...
Number one.
Like three or something. With a computer guy.
Yeah, there's the dam, but I thought that was number two.
She's stuck in the car. It's good.
Yeah, but didn't he tell? And it's because he told her as well, like that he was Superman. Whereas in the first one, she doesn't know that it's him. And then he told her, and then he like reverses it all because he has to save her. And then it's like she doesn't know anymore.
I don't reckon it's one, and two has the other like the bad guys from Krypton, the three other guys that are, same as him.
I thought that was two, to be honest.
Yeah. Anyway. My recollection was that it was one, but it might be two. I've seen them like ages ago.
Superman as a blanket there for me.
We all got negged.
I'm negged. I'm negged.
His turn.
I'm on fire.
Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yep, got it. Yep. Haven't seen it, but put it down.
Same. And good almost movie. Again, almost didn't put it down because I was like, "Are we saying like every movie?"
I put it in late. It's very late.
I thought that was good. Like it was comedy. And
yeah,
I've been recommended.
But I watched it ages ago.
Like the bald guy in it. Hilarious.
He tries to pick up his own mum or something in it, doesn't he? Or his mum's a slut. His mum's a super slut. When he goes back and he's like, oh, my. Anyway.
You just sailed through PG, MA, and AO. We're now in X-rated.
Get your
knees. Now that we're up to X-rated, that bit in Donnie Darko is the best bit when he just calls his sister. It's like, no, you're such a fuck ass. And it's like, that's the worst insult.
Flight of the Navigator.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't anyone? Have that.
Yep, no, got it. Yeah. Had it.
Yeah. So hang on. Yes, because he like goes back or something, goes to his house. Yeah. Goes to his house.
It's in the future.
Yeah.
And then.
But again, that's a time lapse.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, he's off in somewhere that's like. Yeah, not the days aren't passing as fast as what they are on Earth.
Yeah, but then he goes back and restores himself as a kid at the end or something.
Yeah, which is back, a real Hail Mary in those ones, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of like Jumanji.
Yes, had it late.
Yeah,
had it late.
Negative, I had it.
And I was like, I can't wait to bring this up in the borderlines.
That's time travel all the way.
Time travel. It's resetting the game.
It's lapsing.
Yeah. There's time travel elements, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Is that me? Avengers Endgame?
Yeah. Oh,
I put
Doctor Strange / Avengers because, you know, Doctor Strange run, he does all that stuff and, so we'll loop him in.
Yeah. All right.
Avengers as well. There's some time shit. A Black Knight.
Oh no. That's a good one. Martin Lawrence. That's a good one. Negged me.
Oh, you negged me.
Goes back to the medieval times.
Yeah.
Negged. Yeah.
I did see that at movies because I was a fan of him and. Bit of a stinker, but
there's some classic lines in it, but it's like if you want the summary, just watch it on YouTube.
Josh saw a lot of himself in Martin Lawrence.
And Muggsy.
I guess.
No, you did, Josh.
I guess I like to imagine myself as a black person, guys. Is that what you're trying to say?
Okay.
Be quiet now.
So, Tom, just edit that out.
Let's keep it in there so people know what not to say in the future.
Inception.
Ooh,
I've negged ems.
Oh, I didn't put it in because I just I've was kind of like. Ems.
Is that time travel?
Yeah. So at the start,
time slows down, kind of. You know, as you go deeper.
Yeah, there's time lapsing themes heavily throughout. Okay. It's critical. He's talking to the old Japanese guy at the start.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Okay, I'll give it for time lapse.
Yeah. Oh, that's bloody generous of you, Hamish.
It's genuine. It's dream time, so he doesn't actually travel.
Yeah, it's a borderline for sure.
So they dream,
like on the outer edge of the borderline.
I've
not worth a neck.
Mommy didn't neg me.
Mommy, that's borderline. They're dreaming.
Mama did.
Next one. Time traveler's wife.
Yep. I haven't seen it.
It's got the old Aussie bloke in it, doesn't it?
Eric Bana.
Yeah, I didn't mind it. And there was another one that I couldn't remember that has Rachel McAdams and like I think the redhead guy. And he was off like a Black Mirror and maybe new Star Wars.
Yes.
And I was I can't remember what it is.
General thing. Yeah, so I can't remember what that was called as well.
Oh, good. Yeah. So you can't neg me on it.
It's like she's just made the same movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Slightly different, but yeah.
Doesn't he get dogged or something in that? I can't remember. He has this time travel skill. Oh, because it gets passed down through his from his granddad to his dad to him.
It doesn't.
And then
he
gives
it
up
to,
or something. I think
he uses it to try and trick her or something. But maybe, you know, doesn't he? Like he tries to like, yeah. Like he goes on 1,000 dates with her or something like that to try and
like grab
get the perfect.
Yeah, a lot of good concept.
Can't believe I didn't put that down.
I've got two left.
Okay.
Yep. Oh my god.
Rinse Sims.
Sorry. Can I look at the old thing?
Can't even remember two.
Yeah, seriously. I just had them. Someone else fill the gap.
All right.
I remember. 12 Monkeys.
Yep. Haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis.
Wait, yeah, you have.
You would have seen Bruce Willis.
Oh, really? Yeah, Brad Pitt, Bruce Willis.
I've seen like bits of it. Yeah.
Next one. Bill and Ted's.
Yeah, excellent.
I was about to just neg you guys with that one.
I was hoping I'd neg someone with it.
Great films though.
I don't know, I'm out of things.
Oh, this is just going to be a neg roll from now on. Yeah. All right, who wants to have the first jab?
I'll go.
Just free neg roll. I'm on 7 negs.
You know, Next, the movie with Nicolas Cage, how he kind of like can go back, like,
And he kind of like flashes.
Yeah, like, he goes back 3 minutes or something, so he knows exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, so he's able to like simulate a bunch of different scenarios at once, like, because he can go backwards 3 minutes or some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's time travel.
Yeah. It's definitely.
I didn't mind it.
Oh, I liked it. I liked it.
Yeah.
You've negged me.
Negged
Tom?
Yeah, you negged me. I think I've seen it, but yeah, you negged me. Well played. Arrival?
I was thinking you guys were going to contest that.
That's what I thought.
I haven't seen it in ages, and I would contest it. What's the time travel?
Of course you bloody would.
Only because I couldn't remember what happened.
Yeah, her skill is... like she sees into the future.
Yeah.
So she's had a marriage breakdown, but it's actually with Jeremy Renner, who she's only just meeting.
Yeah. Okay.
And there's other stuff about her daughter or.
Yeah.
And I remember her like being able to write the ship, but like never learning it or some shit.
No, but. There was like was a threshold. Thing. Yeah.
But that was the thing. She'd already learnt it. So she
could. Yeah. As I said, I've only seen it once and it was ages ago. So.
Yeah, but same. It's just my
The aliens gave her a code to manipulate time or something.
Is that right? Time's a factor in their communication.
Yeah, it's like circular.
Yeah.
Circular.
And then the Chinese are like using chess to communicate and everyone freaks out because it's like you have to win chess or something.
And
people are like, oh, you're teaching them to battle us.
Yeah. Next one.
My turn.
Yep.
Have we said Minority Report?
No, but I've got that. Yeah.
I didn't have it.
Negdoms.
We got them. Yeah.
Mom, we got them.
Come on, I got them.
I didn't have it.
All right. X-Men Days of Future Past or whatever it's called.
Yep, well played. Negged me.
All right, Thompson.
The Lake House with Keanu Reeves.
Oh, yeah, good one. Haven't seen it, but know the concept. Negged. I like that.
Yeah.
No concept. Yep.
It's a romantic frequency.
Yes, exactly. I was about to say the time travel method is sort of like frequency. They're communicating through time.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Jordan.
All right, Jordan's turn. I'm going to throw out Final Destinations.
Oh, I have him.
Yeah, so you can see in the future.
Yeah.
You're not time traveling, but you can see in the future.
Yeah,
and I've never seen one. It's a category, like it's a borderline category, you know, like so.
Yeah.
I've got a nice borderline one, very similar. Signs.
The mum
sees into the future. Swing away.
No,
I don't think I can give that because the whole premise of that is like, do you see signs? It's like him seeing what she's saying as a sign.
Yeah,
not her seeing into the future.
But yeah, but
it's like an act of faith or something. It wasn't like she's seeing the future. It was like, yeah. I don't know. She's, everything happens for a reason and she's, I don't know, just divulging it.
I did want to put it in there. Like I went through my M Nights.
Yeah.
And I did want to put it in there.
That was so borderline, but I thought I'd, you know, bring it up for like, because she's seeing something like, you know, it's maybe she's just, you know, jumbled up and they are seeing as lines, but yeah.
So this is an important point though. My interpretation of that is like, she's just completely whacked out and dying. And he's seeing that only on reflection as signs. She's looking into the future, providing signs.
He's been split in two.
Yeah, so it's whichever one is your interpretation. Like I saw it as her putting signs out there, like for them to, or breadcrumbs for them to pick up later on when the timing's right. But
it's no interstellar dust and bookcases, you know.
No,
it's not.
Yeah. I'm not gonna neg myself for that one.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I've just remembered one. Can I throw it out or does it not care?
Yeah, throw it out.
Yeah.
Divergent.
Yes. I'm not negging myself because you just thought of it. But
wait, what's Divergent again?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Divergent. Tenet. Sorry.
Yeah, Tenet. Tenet.
Got Tenet.
What's Divergent? Well, is there a Divergent movie?
There could be.
Divergent.
I think, Divergent. Isn't that the one where they're Divergent. All like, they all have like jobs that they have to do and then, I don't know, they go against the system or something?
Tenet was one of mine that I still had on my written down list that I'd prepared earlier, Hamish. So no more jumping in.
Wilson?
I'm getting down to my not so. I've got a few more that are definitely there. The Tomorrow War, which is on Netflix.
Yep, got that. Yep.
Okay.
Movie's out yet?
No, it's been out for a while.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay. This one's a bit, you know, along the lines of signs.
I like it.
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. No. Now, the guy.
I thought about this also.
I did think about it, but I'm like.
The knight is like going through time. So he sees a lot of time, you know.
But he's
like,
just living longer, you know.
He is, but it's like, you know.
I did think about it as well.
Yeah.
No,
because there was another movie where,
And also, like, the scene that came to mind for me more so was like the guy that drinks out of the non-Holy Grail that ages really quick. So it's like, you know,
that's where it comes into another movie, like the Forever Young. Have you seen Forever Young?
No, I haven't seen that. Is that on your list?
Yeah, it's on my list. So before
So you've negged me. Everyone put that down for a neg.
but this is a weird one, right? Because
was a joke.
Neg. So he freezes himself and then he like comes out, I don't know, 30 years later or whatever. And then, but then he just starts like aging real quick. So like he would age at the rate. So then he caught up with his love from, like, he didn't know he was getting frozen or something. And then he ended up, like, with a love who never married or something. And then they were both the same age and then maybe died. But,
Which sort of brings me to another really borderline one that I don't think classifies for this discussion. We all know where I'm going. Benjamin Button. It's a medical condition.
And back to the Indiana Jones. I don't think that's time travel.
Well, we're just going forward in this, Hamish. You've just time traveled back to
2 minutes
ago. Let's keep it.
Didn't know we agreed.
But it's funny because not all time lapsing ones are discounted. So it's a valid bring up.
Similar. Just on that note, Age of Adeline as well as one of those ones where she just lives longer. So it's like it's similar to Indiana Jones Last Crusade.
Until the end, and then she doesn't live any longer.
Yeah, that's right.
So is it about seeing the people live longer through different elements of time that allows it to be included in this list? Because Last Crusade, for example, if we'd seen that knight like way back, you know, in the First Crusade, and then, you know, greeting various, you know, opponents over time, would that have counted? I would say yes.
I think I'd agree.
Yeah, but there's no, like, there's no time.
Yeah. But that would be the movie, like, showing those. I know, but
how is that then any different?
To which one?
To a wormhole one or something.
Exactly, where, Interstellar. Yeah. I was going to say Interstellar.
Yeah, where the time goes a bit slower or, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but time's not going slow. He's just living longer, you know? Like, time isn't being affected.
Okay, time's not being bent. Okay, yeah. No, I like that.
Yeah, I like it as well. Yeah.
Look, that was a weasel way of trying to get a couple of mine up.
Love that.
Establish the weasel of the group. Good.
Yeah. So, Interview with a Vampire.
Yeah.
Yeah. You weaseled that into a yes.
Yeah.
I had you guys weaseled on a yes until Josh brought in the bending of time.
Yeah. Time's got to be bent.
Yep. Very good.
Pleasantville.
Is that bending of time?
That's. I don't think that's bending. Oh,
they go back in time.
They go into a TV.
No, they go into the TV show, but do they come back at the exact time that they went in, you know?
Oh, exact time. Bloody hell.
I'm just saying. Like,
I'm not negging myself for that.
Nah, neither. Watchmen?
Oh, I had it, but I couldn't quite.
So, Dr. Manhattan.
What's the time?
So, Dr. Manhattan can see into the past and all the way into the future. So, he can kind of, like, time's kind of irrelevant to him. Yeah. It's like.
Yeah, but it's only to one man, you know? Like, it kind of needs to happen to...
But hold on, and this works against me. I feel like it is... It's a borderline one. There's no bending of time. The bending of time rule's too harsh.
Yeah, I agree.
Because Final Destination, you know, that feels seeing like... There's clearly a time-lapsing element or... See, if you're seeing into the future or seeing into the past, that qualifies. So we've got some categories here.
There's genuine time travel.
Yeah.
There's genuine time travel where time is actually bending. There's time lapsing where time moves at different speeds for different people or in different worlds. And then there's, seeing into the past or into the future.
Yeah. There's also curse, Groundhog Day and stuff. Where it's
I've just thought of one.
Is that a time lapse though? Because no, it's a repeat.
Yeah, it's a repeater.
Yeah, or curse.
I've thought of some that I haven't written down, Annabelle in the horror movies, how she can see how people were killed and all that. So she's seeing like the past. I wouldn't have thought about it.
Yeah, nah.
It's too fringe.
Yeah.
Unless it's like...
It's borderline. It's like...
It's almost like if it's not pure time travel, then it's borderline. It needs to be fundamental to the storyline.
Which I say for Watchmen definitely is, because one of the plots is like that the evil dude is like blocking Dr. Manhattan's ability to see the future. Like that's... an overarching plot point.
True. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a few more.
Yeah. Wait, just on genuine time travel, like what's that? Is that where time is being bent by a person or object? Like, so a person or object is going through time, or, you know, communication can be going through time, like frequency and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, you go, Julie. I've got a few more legit ones.
Demolition Man.
Oh, didn't have it down. No.
Is that Jake Gyllenhaal?
Sylvester
Stallone. Sylvester Stallone.
And Sandra Bullock, is she in that?
Yeah, yeah.
And they have sex and he's like, I'd love to have sex or something.
Yeah.
But then it's like some virtual... intimacy thing.
So that's like a time lapse one, obviously, where they're cryogenically frozen, but it's so fundamental to the plot.
Yeah.
Blast from the past.
Man, Don't they just go in a bunker for that one?
Yeah.
So but they don't.
Like, that's like Last Crusade.
They're time capsuled.
Yeah. I like it.
It's so fundamental to that movie.
Yeah.
I'm not negging myself.
No, I'm not negging myself.
That's fine.
I
like it. I like it.
But there's no... Like
Pleasantville.
Yeah, like they're on hold, but the rest of the world isn't.
But
you know?
Mentally, they've...
But they're, mentally, they've been time fucked. Or
and fundamental to the plot.
Yeah, fundamental to the plot. One. But yeah, not worthy of a negging.
Timeline. With Paul Walker and...
Ooh, another front cover.
Billy Connolly, I think, is in it. And he, like, they're, like, archaeologists or something, and they're digging something up in a castle, and then they go back in time, and it's like all knights and shit, and they get captured, and I don't know how they get back.
Josh is just describing a normal movie, sees us thinking, and then they go back in time.
Oh, I guess, the story checks out. All right, reel them off. Because I'm out.
Yeah, I've got one more. Photo booth.
Is that
like a comedy where he... No, that's
Final Cut, I think.
No, that's...
1 hour photo. 1 hour
photo. Yeah, 1 hour photo. Photo booth has like got that guy off... don't know what he's off. But he's... Yeah, he's like... He's on that movie with him where they stay at the Turtle Bay Resort in... Hawaii, you know, the guy he's in that movie with. No, like I Need a Wedding Date or something.
Wait, is that Fiona Sarah Marshall?
No. Anyway, he's like, that's a turtle head. Yeah, there's another movie there as well.
No, I don't have it.
Yeah. It's like Groundhog Day, basically. He goes in the photo booth and it takes him back.
All right, I'll neg myself. I'll neg myself.
Yeah. And now right. I'm out of legit ones.
All right, I'll reel a few off because... Hook.
Yep, had it. That was a one where it's like,
you were out.
No, out of legit ones. Hook was like a...
Yeah, that's not legit.
Because it's like, they're not going back in time. But, you know, the clock's going like that,
hold on.
The clock's doing that.
The Lost Boys are...
Fundamental to the plot of Peter Pan is lapsed time.
Yeah. That's why I put it down. But it's like, you know, they're not going back in the past. That's very happy to tick.
Tom and Hamish.
Yeah.
it's a borderline.
That is fundamental to the plot.
Yeah, they're not growing older. They're staying at time when they're in Neverland, you know?
Age of Adeline. Type thing.
Unbelievable. I told you he'd dig his teeth in on these ones. All right. I'll tick myself for that. Good.
You are rough on Jordan.
Where are we? Big. Tom Hanks.
No,
I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Does he go back in time or is it like...
No, he grows up over... He's like
slept in his room for like 2 days and then came out. It's like, a whole day's gone.
He goes to
booth thing.
Booth at like a festival or a carnival, sorry.
Yeah. Oh,
and he wishes to be big and all of a sudden he's 30 years old.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, magical aging.
Yeah.
Negs, marking down.
Yeah.
That's like Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. It's magical aging, but it's not.
Fundamental to the plot.
That's not... Is the knight living forever not fundamental?
Oh, I'm sorry. Where was the knight in the first 10 minutes? Did we see him? No, we saw him in the last 10 minutes.
He was talking about the whole thing. Like the...
Unbelievable.
He and his brothers.
All right. If a single neg's worth that much to you, Tom, and you're not going to allow Big, which is just one of the all-time... One of the all-time bloody
time films.
Bending of age and time.
I've got one that I didn't write down because I can't really remember it. But it's a movie with a boy and Bruce Willis is in it. And then Geordie's gone on my screen.
No, I've still got him.
Oh, there he is. Yeah, like he... he falls asleep in like a shopping mall, and then he's dreaming about like doing all this stuff. Like, I think he's still a boy, but he's like, it's like the adopted autistic
boy.
Nah.
Mercury so. Rising.
This sense.
Nah. Anyway. Get it.
Oh, Looper. That's it, Looper.
Nah. So I had one, and you know, feel free to jump on board. But The Matrix.
Yeah, I thought about that.
Kind of when he, you know, like, you know, it's like when they're in the Matrix,
nah.
And then they come out. It's kind of like they're going into the future, sort of, you know. But it's not,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But there's some time travel sort of elements, you know.
Very fringe.
Yeah, very yeah. fringe. He can fly very quick, faster than time, maybe.
Yeah.
people make the argument for that. I'm, you know, yeah. I'll stick to it.
My pen's just slicked over that little one.
George, do you want to rattle off the ones that you've written down and then we can see if anyone can remember any?
Yeah, yeah. So the new M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So you guys are negged for that because you
I said that one before, but you guys didn't acknowledge it. But that's
oh, right. Yep.
I didn't hear it. Yep.
So neg yourself for that, Josh.
Does that come out?
It is out.
Oh, yeah. Hasn't
it's out in theaters.
Yeah. Well, take that off.
It is in my
not accessible
time continuum.
Not accessible to all participants.
Continuum.
Take that off the neg list. Is it accessible in this current climate to all participants?
I think that's
we'll wait for an answer.
17 again.
Yeah, so yeah, it's not.
And what do? They just swap bodies, terrible. Don't they?
He goes back to his like 13-year-old self or whatever. 17.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give you that.
Like his physical self changes, not the time. Time stay like time's not bent.
Oh, hands on to no.
Have but I fundamental myself? To the plot.
we negging. Yeah. No negging. Tom said no
negging. No
negging. I just thought of one like that.
Well there's hold on. Let's not forget that the bending of time is not fundamental to right. these rules, right? There can be lapsing of time.
Yeah.
There can be seeing into the past or future, and there can be repeater elements.
Yeah.
So is transforming oneself into an older version or a younger version of yourself, reversing?
No, because the rest of the world is going
or
with
speeding
you.
Up, but in movies where you're seeing into the future or back into the past, the world's not either. It's just your view, your all mind. Right.
What's the movie? Just say it.
No, we're still on it. 17 again.
Oh, 17 again. And what actually happens? I don't know what happens in it. So
yeah,
he,
so it's basically big, but in the other way.
So he's old and then he becomes young again.
Yeah. And then old again.
Oh, I'll give you that because he's going back.
All right, so we're back
but,
on for big.
Yeah, good. But he
he's
hasn't
going
back
on
for,
back
yeah.
on for he's big. He's going back in the past, hasn't he?
Back,
no,
back,
no, no.
Back on for big, so I'll tick big
so he's
and
still,
17 again.
So he turns himself into his 17-year-old self, but he's not going back in the past. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
So he's not, like, say he's in year 2000, he's not going back to 1990.
Correct.
As he goes to his 17 himself.
Yes.
I've crossed that off the neg list, Jordy.
Same with big.
Wow.
I was big off as well. Big's off as well.
So then old.
The same thing. Old.
What's old?
It's like a time lapse.
So people age.
Like, yeah, they age really quick. Yeah.
How's
haven't
that
seen it.
Are they aging quicker than time itself? Or
yes.
Yeah.
So they're becoming 50 when everyone else is becoming 40 or 30
correct.
Or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if the others are, then yes. But if the others aren't, then no.
Exactly. Same theme.
Yeah.
It's a time lapse theme. I think
so.
In.
It's like Indiana Jones where he has a drink and then he gets real
old
quick.
So old's,
okay.
old's not in.
No, I wouldn't put old in.
I think we
in.
Need
like,
to be careful
on,
here.
It's borderline, but it's outside.
Because we're not, no. But negs aside, let's put the game aside for one moment. And
I love
and,
that. We have we to can be have, careful. This could have serious consequences.
Well, you changed now and in the future, who knows what it affects.
No, because I do think it's important that we count these in, because these movies are good for this exact reason. That's why they get made, because people are interested in time lapsing and people aging at different rates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and would you put Benjamin Button in there?
Well, that's why I threw it up before.
Yeah. It's in the conversation, but I just think in terms of time travel, it's kind of just outside. Like it's borderline, but it's kind of outside border, whereas the other ones are.
But it has to sit in the time lapse category. It has to.
Yeah. It's a, yeah. Yep.
So sure. I think we need to include them. Whether or not you guys neg yourself, that comes down to your personal integrity. But, I'm not going to go back and audit the results.
You know what? I'm going to be noble and I'm going to neg myself. That's well how played. Noble I am.
I've got played. One, but I can't really remember what happens in it. Total Recall. Is that what's going on in that one?
Could you put some of the points that you've previously not been negged on the line to say this is a time travel film?
No, I can't remember. It's a discussion point.
Exactly. Well, you're gambling.
I don't think it is. It's more like, is he in a dream or like, is he on Mars or?
Yeah. Then I thought about that Tom Cruise one, Vanilla Sky or whatever, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, that's kind of the same concept as Total Recall. But it's not really time travel. It's just like kind of virtual reality.
Yeah. Oh, I've got four more. All right. This one, I think, is genuine. Memento.
The story system. Amnesia, reverse, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but in his mind, it's the time sequence of things. Is.
It's in the conversation, but
it's very borderline.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Again, integrity. all right, three last ones. These are Hail Marys, probably in order of increasing Hail Mariness. Passengers.
Oh, I thought about it, but they just sleep in a time ship, you know? Like no time's going backwards. They're just in cryo and
Is that different to Interstellar again?
Because Interstellar, there's like they're like in a fifth dimension, so he's like communicating.
He does the from thing.
The future, to the that's past.
True. Yeah. Oh no, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. True. I was thinking of when they're on that world as well, George. Yeah,
The ticking, slowing. The ticking. Yeah. Yeah.
But and that's like, a borderline category in itself, like the time dilation.
Yeah. I was thinking about Interstellar. I'm like, it's just too good a movie to not put in there, you know? There's some time elements. I like it.
Yeah. Rocky 2. How's that? Well,
time passes.
Well,
I put a movie down just because I thought Tom might put it in, but there's no real time travel. But there's like The Prestige. You know how he's kind of like cloning himself?
I thought of that one.
It's not time travel, but it's like, you know.
But it's a great movie.
Yeah.
It's got to be in the conversation, doesn't it?
It's definitely the conversation. So that was what I was talking about on the Insta, and I was like, oh, I've got a borderline.
Yeah. And I was like, hang on, is the clone like a little bit older than him or something? Or younger? Is he gone back in time?
What was it meant to be? A transportation machine, but then it ends up cloning.
Teleporter.
Yeah.
And then,
So he has to, like, kill himself each time, but he doesn't know if it's him or the clone.
How good is it how they kind of show that trick with the birds? Like, they kill one bird and then, and the little boy cries. And similar with the two Christian Bales. They kind of show that with the guy with the big fishbowl thing in his thing. Yes. He's like living that lie. Yeah. Yeah. And it's like
that's the greatest prestige or whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, two more.
Yep.
Never Ending Story.
Yeah. So I wrote that down halfway through this going, absolutely. So I was like, I'll add that on after. And I absolutely agree, time travel.
Don't, Don't neg yourself just yet.
Josh. Yeah. Oh, I haven't. is this getting fantasy in a book? There's no time travel involved.
No, because he influences the story. He goes back and influences the story.
So he changes their world.
That's what he led to believe. But he's just bloody, he's fallen asleep reading a book and just made it up in his head. He's like,
he's
influenced
their world in real time. That's how I see it.
I like the conversation.
But right, there's massive time dilation as well in terms of he's the same age when he closed the book. It's only been an hour.
Time continuum
was spent
in
weeks.
Then Velcor's in his world at the end, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, rah! Chasing the kids.
We're going which is, down.
Which is besides the point, really, but neg yourself.
Yeah, I just think so.
On that same note, Chronicles of Narnia, like Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because they go in, spend years, and then come out in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got one more.
Here we go.
Star Wars.
Is this because of light
not travel? Exactly, Hamish.
What? Light travel?
Yeah. So speed of light.
Speed of light.
When they travel.
I'm going
to
say.
They're going to hyper overdrive. Is that? But hold on. If we all had it, would we be high-fiving each other?
No, because I thought about it.
I had Star Trek and I was like Star Wars. And
so Star Trek, there is time travel
in the first one. Because they go in the black hole and.
But I was prepared to defend myself on Star Trek just in case other people.
Yeah. I was ready
because of the Star Wars argument.
Yeah, because Key comes out just as his dad got exploded or something, didn't he?
Well, by definition, if you're going faster than the speed of light. You're traveling through time.
Oh, so any light in any movie is bloody.
Yeah, but that's the same.
Is that what I said?
That's the same concept as Interstellar being on the world. Like time moves differently because of the gravity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which we said wasn't the reason Interstellar is a time travel film.
Yeah, it's just borderline. It's in the conversation.
But hold on, if you're moving through light faster than it travels, by definition, you are seeing into the future.
But that's not part of the plot whatsoever of Star Wars.
Are you seeing into the future? Aren't you?
You're going faster than light.
Yeah, which is
but
matter,
but that's not
though.
The future. It's just only it's what just... our eyes can compute, yeah?
It's the photons.
What is it? Theory of relativity is if I traveled through time faster than the speed of light, came all the way back here, you guys would have aged more than I would have. Like that's the theory.
Yeah, so neg yourselves in summary.
Don't neg yourself.
No.
The pen is down.
All right, have we tallied the negs?
Hang on.
Are we past neg territory because now we're throwing them out?
Is sixth day one, like with, it's
Arnie?
Arnie, isn't there something to do with time there? I've never seen it.
I can't remember.
You know the other one?
Isn't that like a devil kind of movie?
I thought that was End of Days.
I'm thinking of End of Days.
Where do we land with?
Isn't that what? Isn't Sixth Day like where he's like a kindergarten cop or something?
No, he's this Terminator.
Oh no, I was thinking of Total Recall. Sorry.
Should we do the tallies and then go to any that anyone can remember?
So are we doing no big or whatever? Neg the big?
I haven't counted mine either.
I'm just one less than you guys. So.
I'm on 18. 18 negs.
I'm on 8 without the big and 17 again.
Josh has taken liberties.
Your integrity.
Yeah. All right. Favorite time travel methods. Like, so what have we got? Like, we've got an object carrying a person, so for instance like a car, Back to the Future, or hot tub, Hot Tub Time Machine. Yeah, stuff like that. We've got like a practical object with communication going into the future, past, so frequency. Can't think of any others. Semi-explained mysteriousness, so like the aliens in Arrival, or this, oh yeah, the practical object with communication thing, that was also solar flare with, and aurora borealis with the what are those things called, ham radios or something. But yeah, aliens in Arrival and like wormholes, so it's like yeah, it's just kind of mysterious. Don't really know how it works, but it's kind of explained.
I prefer the ones like Source Code and Interstellar and what's another movie kind of similar? Deja Vu, maybe?
Yeah, like wormholes.
You
like
kind of wormholes. Yeah. I don't like they're still good if you go back in a time machine. Like, you know. But I like those other ones because they're a bit more of a mindfuck.
Then you got curses as well.
Yeah, I like sort of sliding doors or alternate realities.
Hey, that's a movie, Sliding Doors. And Liza said that, but I'm like, I don't think that counts.
Yeah,
it's,
no.
Because it's just reality, it's just two different scenarios, kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
Two time continuums.
But that's isn't that how Terminator works? Because they keep going back to change it, like.
Yeah, they keep going back. But he's never wearing any clothes.
Sliding Doors is just a split moment and then two parallel stories.
Yeah.
Moving forward. But that's what I love. I love like the alternate realities, but also the time lapsing. Love time lapsing. So when people age at different rates.
So what, so for time lapsing, what would be one of your favorites for those?
Well, Interstellar, like when they come back from the waterland.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And they're like, why didn't you just put yourself back in cryo? And he's like, I just lost hope that you guys were coming back.
Yeah. But there's heaps of them, aren't there? Like, like Blast from the Past. Like, I know that was borderline, but you guys still negged yourselves for it. No, but I know that didn't count, but I do love that time lapsing, even though, you know, they didn't, they still aged at the same rate. Some other ones, I'm trying to look through them. Austin Powers 1, where they're just like, you know, cryogenically frozen and then come out. That's just classic stuff.
It is classic.
Hang on, Edge of Tomorrow is different than Groundhog Day, isn't it? Because he has to die. Is that right?
Same concept.
Yeah. So when Bill Murray dies in Groundhog Day, he just goes reset. So it's pretty much the same.
But if he never dies in Edge of Tomorrow, would he?
Yeah, he keeps going.
Yeah, he just keeps going.
Keeps going, till he dies.
Until he dies.
Yeah.
Yeah, except for once the thing sees him and
he loses
blood. So he bleeds out or something,
He loses blood and it gets replaced. Like, because he's got the.
Yeah. Don't they give him like, oh no, they give her like blood infusion or something.
Yeah. And then they do it to him as well.
How she loses her powers.
He loses it as well.
Yeah.
What about in Tomorrow War, Josh? Tom and Hamish, you guys haven't seen it, have you? Like, just there was sort of a, like the giveaway in that, you know, like the little twist.
Is it a good movie? Like,
It's not bad.
It's like, I won't give it away, but the little twist was so obvious, I thought.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah.
But that doesn't spoil the movie.
No.
Hamish, your favorite time travel method?
So I love it when they don't have control over the means. So all the different types, but like, you know, still love Back to the Future and stuff, but they have clear control over the means And one of the things that makes Back to the Future so good is when they lose that control and they've got to figure out how to make the time machine work. So same with Interstellar in terms of, you know, at the start it's just dust lines and it's like, the hell is this shit? But then at the end, you know, he realizes that, oh, it was me reaching my hand out through the wormhole. And same with Frequency, where it's like, you know, it's very chance that he's able to communicate. You know, there's no real control over it.
So I love all those time travel methods, but I guess the, like, for the topic, like the genre of time travel, I love the ones where it's like the butterfly effect kind of thing, like they, you know, go back, affect the past, and that affects the future or something like that.
Love those.
Yeah.
It's consequences.
Yeah.
So like Frequency falls into that. I mean, I suppose a lot of them do. I mean, that's the premise of Terminator, right?
Terminator's weird because it's like, the present is the past sort of thing. Like they come back from the future.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, like you're only seeing the past.
They're trying to influence the present.
What they're doing has already been done. Is that right? So it's like.
Yeah, but they're trying to interject with what's been done.
They delay Independence Day, Judgment Day.
you know, in Harry Potter, Prisoner of Azkaban or whatever, like, whatever they do is just making it whatever's been done, you know what I mean? So they have no, they kind of have no choice in it.
It's like set timeline.
I don't like that because it's like they've got no, feels like they've got no, got no choice, like free will or something, you know? It's already happened.
That's kind of also like the Terminator.
So
I don't like the time travel concept in Terminator and Harry Potter for that reason, because with Terminator, they've sent them back to kill John Connor because he wins the war. But then I think in one of the other ones, obviously the later ones, which aren't as good, they've killed John Connor and then the good guys are sending people back and it's just like what's going on, you know? The Harry Potter thing, I'll just cap this off and why I really hate it. It's only done in the third book/film. And then in the fifth book/film, the place where the time turners, which is the device that they use to travel time, they're all destroyed. And that kind of seals that plot hole of, you know, oh, but they could just time travel and do that.
Well, yeah, but go back to when Voldemort's on
And then it's like, and how have you confirmed that there's no other methods of time travel left? Like, you know, once you've opened that can of time traveling worms, it's like, there's no way that, oh, of course you destroyed all the methods. Like, we'll just forget about that. That's why I hate it so much.
Yeah. That, I was thinking about that kind of fate thing with Watchmen. So Dr. Manhattan can see into the future and into the past sort of thing. But he, like, he knows what's about to happen and he lets it happen because it's like, that's like he could change the future, but he kind of doesn't somehow. It's like he's just, you tell me this and then I'm about to say this, and it's all like he's just playing it out pretty much.
It's like his anticipation powers are really high. But, you know, like in Men in Black 3, I think, where the guy's like, you know, oh, that's that scenario.
Oh, I really hope it's not this one. And he comes back and hands in the tip or whatever. And he's like,
I like that because he, like, his species or whatever can see all the different timelines. And so he goes to the to the Yankee Stadium or whatever it is to watch that baseball game, because it's like so many little things had to go right in this one timeline for to win the World Series or whatever. Really?
Yeah, like the Avengers. It's like there's only one scenario. 14. Yeah.
Do you guys remember, I've seen it once, Looper?
Yep.
I feel like I need to watch that again.
Yeah, I saw it again, and I'm a little bit rusty on it. Like, you know, yeah. It was only like probably 6 months ago.
Yeah. So
it's good.
This is probably like, it's a conversation, but it's outside. Surely it's outside the borderline thing.
Bring it in.
multiverse things. Like, you know, it's different time continuum sort of thing. Like, it's you know, Biff is really rich in number two, or he's their butler or whatever.
Oh yeah, so you know, like alternate realities. That's kind of.
Yeah, but it's not really time travel. It's like just different paths, like sliding doors. It's two, you know, it's yeah. two or multi. Yeah.
Is that that's not the same as you have one timeline and then it spreads off into
so, you know, so that's back yeah, to that's, the future is like it. Correcting the universal timeline. Yeah. But then there's other films which are there's like
into two, the Spider-Verse.
Like, yeah, there's know? two timelines or whatever, you know?
Yeah, because it's like once you change something, does that like if you start going off here and then you go back and change it, does that timeline disappear?
Yeah.
And then you just continue on, there's only one timeline? Or does that continue on, but you're just on this timeline now? You know?
Yeah.
They're kind of all like that, aren't they? Like, your butterfly effect's the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, because when he leaves the jail, like, you know how he stabs yeah. his thing and he yeah. he leaves that one.
Yeah.
Is that continuing on and it's just like there's a jail, but where's that dude gone? He just escaped. Well, and then that timeline's continuing on with all the people, but he's gone.
Well, because it's the exact same with Back to the Future. There's the one where Biff's rich and there's the original one where Marty's family's kind of shit, but then they fix the family and then everything's sweet and like Biff's working for them. And then that becomes the new accepted timeline.
Yeah, so that does, you know, because that one that diverged with Biff, because they go back, that does that delete that? Or in a reality, is that continuing on, you know?
I think it deletes it.
Yeah.
Well, same with Terminator, well,
that's,
right?
That's the thing. You can have both. There's two, like, you know, there's multiple theories of what's actually going on.
I love it when it does come back to like the good timeline, but it's also good when it doesn't, you know, or like, you know, when, so for instance, Butterfly Effect, like he can't fix it. So he ends up just like killing himself in one of the alternate endings.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Yeah. And what's the other one where he's walking down the street?
Yeah. Another one's where he's walking down the street and just walks and he looks straight past it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the actual ending.
Yeah.
But there's, yeah, there's like
there's a womb. Yeah,
there's director's ending or yeah, alternate. There's three different ones.
Yeah, and then there's one where he kills himself in the womb. I haven't seen the other one.
The one in the womb though was set up where because she had three experiences. So like this has already happened with like her fetus, three times.
People have already done that and then that's the third one.
So that's why that one's good.
Heaps of kids just went, fuck,
because it's his dad or whatever that
passed it on. And then so one of them is they walk past each other, look back and then keep going, and then another one's when they walk past each other, like they don't they kind of walk past each other but then turn back and like stay together.
But you know the Back to the Future where he goes back and Biff's working for him and like the family's all kind of like successful and stuff now. Like I would hate that, imagine, because it wouldn't be your family, you know. It's like fucking mum's a dead shit, like, and I loved her, but now she's a different person, you know.
That's true. His dad's completely different.
He's like playing golf and stuff.
Didn't one of his brothers what happened to his brother or something, like in the first one?
Prison or something?
Yeah, was he in prison?
Jailbird Joey.
Yeah, that's right.
No, but that wasn't his brother. That was
cousin or something. Kid, you're going to be seeing a lot of them.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
God, they were good movies.
Great movies.
So top three? Like, do you guys have a top three for time travel movies?
They just go on my, like, the movies that I like more in them, you know, not because the time travel aspect's the best, just because they're the better movie. Yes. I don't like Interstellar's one, and I love Deja Vu, and then I'm not sure about the third.
I'll go Terminator 2, Frequency, Back to the Future 2, probably. I don't know. I like
it's,
them all.
It's hard. Is the question, what's my favorite movie that has time travel that we've classified in?
That's what I'm saying. I'm just going on the best, like the movie I like.
What is the
like,
best movie? You know,
yeah.
That we've talked about.
We'll do both, because if you go best time travel movie, you kind of got to go Back to the Future. Well,
like, we already did the question in terms of what our favorite things were, and then I think this is our top three movies with time travel as a main theme, maybe.
Yeah, it's not really borderline. It's like it's time travel in it. Like so, Terminator. Time travel's in at the start. Like. And that's included, you know, like but the whole movie's not about time travel, it's more some Terminator trying to kill a little kid
to change the future.
to create an alternate.
T2, Back to the Future 2,
and Frequency. You just copied me, Hamish.
It's either Interstellar, because it's brilliant.
Great movie, yeah.
It's got to be Interstellar. I was going to say Source Code, but I think I'm getting the theme mixed with the theme of time travel used in Source Code mixed up with what I'm liking more. Because Interstellar, as a film, I prefer Interstellar, so yes, Interstellar.
Yeah. Geordie's got a little sweetie up his sleeves in Source Code. I'd be excited about that, you know? Yeah.
And what like a we've solid got one movie. As well. What was ours again?
What did we have?
With the twist, the
the Tomorrow War. It's like a solid Netflix movie, you know? It's like Netflix movies. Oh yeah, whatever. It's never gonna be like kind of above 7.5.
It's no Source Code.
It's a 7 at best.
Yeah. But you're not going to, that's what I mean. Like, if you get a Netflix movie that's like 7.5, it's like you're kind of rating it higher because it is a Netflix movie. Yeah. So that makes sense.
It's passing.
Yeah. Edge of Tomorrow was going to be in mine, but for some reason, the ending just didn't quite get there for me. Like, it's
really hard to go past Terminator, Back to the Futures. I mean, Frequency, it's great. There's a lot, though, aren't there? Like,
there's a lot of good ones.
Edge of Tomorrow goes close.
Yeah.
Click goes close.
Yeah, Click was great. Did we say Click?
Yeah.
I got nicked on
it. I nagged.
Groundhog Day. Yeah.
It's a classic. Great.
Austin Powers.
Mm. Yeah. Of course, baby.
Big and Edge 17.
You know, the list goes. It really does if you those.
You do too much.
Related.
What about, all right, are there any actors that have...
are in a lot of time travel movies.
Flavor towards time travel movies.
Can we discount franchises like as one?
That's one.
So try and get one actor with three different movies.
Oh, so, I've got probably two off the bat.
Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal with two. Donnie Darko.
I was thinking Bruce Willis with Looper and 12 Monkeys.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that we said?
What was that boy one that you were talking about as well?
Yeah, I've got to find it. Mercury Rising.
I was thinking Chris Pratt in Tomorrow War and Passengers.
Arnold Schwarzenegger with Terminators, Total Recall, and The Sixth.
That's right. Tick that. It's a late tick.
cut. Yeah. I would have thought there would be one.
Oh, yeah. Keanu Reeves. So Bill and Ted's.
Yeah.
Lake House. And did we the say Matrix. The Matrix?
I said it. But
we didn't say the Matrix.
No, nah, Matrix didn't.
Is there any other one with Keanu? It feels like he would be in another one.
All right.
John Wick. Yes.
Hook and 1 hour photo.
Yeah. Who else is there?
All right, a time lapse one, just to.
Oh, Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise, Minority Report, Edge of.
Oh yeah.
And Top Gun.
Oh, is he in some? No. Yeah.
Three. He's in Austin Powers, isn't he?
Oh yes.
Austin Powers.
Austin Powers 3.
Four. Hold on. Yeah. And this was very fringe, but so we didn't neg ourselves for this, but for the purposes of including and time lapsing, Interview with a Vampire.
Yeah.
That's four. Four for Cruise. Doesn't bloody surprise me.
Well played with the Austin Powers, like Tom Cruise, you know, like that's, I love a small cameo.
Little cameo.
Small inclusion.
Yeah.
Cameo connect. Love it.
I can't even remember Austin Powers 3 that well. Like what's the time travel in that?
That was Goldmember, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He has to go back to stop Goldmember.
Okay.
And they have the spiral thing.
That's where he's like, he's going in the car and he's like, he's like, puts it in reverse and he's like, smashes it.
Wasn't that number two?
I thought that was number two.
Yeah, I thought number two was when he jumped through the, I'm about to travel through time. I'd be
there. But he's the still one. Got that in the third one, like the same.
Okay.
They're recycling the joke in that one.
Yeah.
Faja.
This could be worth a watch again.
All right, what about Jeremy Renner? I haven't seen the Avengers movies, but Arrival, Avengers. Yeah. Seeing something else?
Foot Locker. Good movie.
Yeah, Foot Locker.
Athlete's
Foot. Yeah. Joy worked.
Oh, okay. Josh has what's his name? Chopper. What's his name? The Aussie actor.
Eric.
That's in Eric Banner, Time Travels Life, and we got Star Trek.
Yep.
Is he in anything else?
That's right. Oh, he was the original Hulk.
Yeah, that's why I looked at the Avengers and I was like, oh, he's not there.
All right. Robin Williams, Jumanji and Hook, actual.
Yep.
I feel like he's
got to
be in something else.
He hasn't been in anything lately.
Too soon.
Yeah.
Because, you've got
Jack. We didn't say Jack.
Oh, yeah, he grows up. No, wait, what?
How much Jack again? Yeah.
He grows up in real time, but quicker.
Yeah, his body ages.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It's basically if you think about it, he's a mentally disabled person still going to school.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like the knight in The Last Crusade, you might say.
Oh, no. Here's another one. I've got it.
Yeah.
And I did think about putting this one down, Night at the Museum.
Ah.
Very fringe, but you know how he goes back and can talk to, at night time, the statue of bloody, whoever.
Oh, Roosevelt.
It all resets or something.
There's a time travel element.
I like it.
Neg hims.
There'll be no neg. But I do like that because they have, they take on their historical people, but. They also say like Robin Williams on that's I'm made of wax, Larry. What are you made of? So he's acknowledging that he's a statue, not actually Ted.
Yeah.
As well.
Hamish, he's dead now.
It's a brilliant line.
What about that child actor from the 30s that's in that? Like, yeah, you know, that Mickey guy who's Rooney. Yeah, Mickey Rooney, that's it. He's old, and Dick Van Dyke's in that as well, and he's old too.
Yeah.
And who's he's the guy? Alive. Which guy?
Mickey Rooney.
Who's he again?
He's from National Velvet.
Yeah, and Pete's Dragon.
So is he the old guy that has the keys at the start or something?
He's like the stocky guy. I think, maybe he's got the keys or something. He's
one of the old guys.
Yeah, one of the old guys. You know.
Like Dick Van Dyke, him, and then the guy from Bodyguard.
So, Aladdin?
Ricky Gervais, that's right.
Yeah. Aladdin.
Aladdin? Like Dr. Manhattan is omnipotent and, you know, can see the past and the future, so too can Genie.
Can see the can he?
Yeah, so there's a few times where he references, like, people driving around in cars, or like something sort of like future reference, and yes, it's very like there's a few pop culture references as well, but it's like, unless he's been to the future, there's no way he'd know those references.
The
Robin Williams.
I was gonna put it down the Into the Spider-Verse, the cartoon.
Yeah, I mentioned that before as well. With the multiverse thing.
Yeah.
But is that time travel was the question, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It's
not really.
It's multiverse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same points in time, just different spaces.
I do love the Groundhog Day theme where you just get to, you know, repeat the same day. It's just fantastic.
Yeah.
Like mastering piano and shit.
Yeah. And you take those skills with you, do you? Like,
Because
he's building on them over days and days and days.
The whole thing of Groundhog Days has got to learn the lesson.
That's what I liked. And you, like, so that's happening to you. And after all these movies, it happens to you. You're like, fuck, what does, you know, whoever, what does God fucking want me to do here? You know, and you're like, oh, you know, you'd be trying to be like a really good bloke, and then like after like 2,000 days, you go, oh, fuck, the best fucking bloke going around, right? That's not what he wants. Surely it's not what he wants.
I'm going head on into this truck.
Yeah. That's like, fuck it. I'm gonna just be the meanest bloke now. Yeah, you like that?
How good is it when he's like, like he's having the snow fight with all the kids. Like, any of you kids up to up for adoption?
He's trying to hurry it up. Yeah.
He's like getting real close to her, and he's like,
he's a real piece of work.
Like noting the Groundhog Day, learning piano stuff, like all that sort of stuff, making yourself a better person. You'd feel jibbed being Tom Cruise in Edge of Tomorrow. It's like, yeah, save the world, but like, could have learned fucking piano or some shit.
Yeah, you just have to fight these aliens every day. And
You have to die. Like, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's just painful. Like, no. Okay, just do it.
Yeah. But he hurts his leg. No, I don't think it's broken. He's walking off. No, it's fine. She's like,
great genre of movies. I don't know if it's a genre, but it's like a theme.
Yeah.
It's a theme, because you've got so many different genres in there.
Yeah, so I was looking at, like, you know, genres are obviously, like, action, comedy, thrillers, mystery.
Mystery here.
Yeah. And then you've got things like time travel, martial arts, adult, like, you know, that kind of stuff. Yeah. What do you think, Frank? All right. Should we end it there? Gentlemen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like save our real gold for now.
So enjoy your time travel movies this weekend, and don't forget to rewind your videotapes.
Yep. Unless you want to go back to the future.
I reckon, with that intro bit, Tom, the Australian ratings. You could rate each episode or whatever, like, you know, mature audiences, like, depending on the film.
There was some swearing in that one.
Do you remember that, Wilson? Do you remember what we're talking about?
Yeah, it rings a bell now. Yeah. They give examples of what, like, the... like what an R-rated movie is, kind of.
Yeah. So hang on. Let me...
You already gone again?
No, I'm still here.
It's just Jack and the Wieners.
Turn
the video off.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah,
sorry.
Can you hear this?
Oh, this is brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
I can't hear it, though.
Oh, you can't hear it?
I can't hear it. Ooh, back to the future.
Yeah. where is it? Share screen, share audio. Here we go. And we're back. Can you hear this?
That you're listening to truth.
Yeah.
Oh, you messed up. Especially not some dooted up egg sucking gutter trash.
Baby.
As criminal as I.
What do you think, Frank?
I can't. It's on every video.
Brilliant.
That's so good. King Frank.
Yeah.
It makes it so much more funnier. Can you edit me laughing harder, like when you guys were saying that earlier?
Yeah. And then so it was outside of that, because it's a, like, if we do just audio for the podcast, it would be, hang on, let me just share this, so we could either use that audio, which I think we do, but it could also be this.
Yeah, use that.
Yeah, you get the picture.
Maybe you use that at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yep.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. Brilliant. Anyway, like, what about those two things? They're blasts from the past, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You don't see those.
I think we all did a little bit of time traveling this evening, gentlemen.
We've been a bit of a time warp.
No, Josh.
If my mind worked faster, I wanted to say something at the end of the episode. It was like, now, you know, something along the lines of, you've got a lot of movies to watch. You're going to run out of time unless. But no, my brain wouldn't do it.
Yeah. Missed your chance.
You know, I'm forgetting Sarah Marshall, how he's got the background. He's like, oh, look, we're in Hawaii. Yeah. You do that. It's like, oh, I'll get in my DeLorean. As you
Yeah, I think, and I don't know how, you know, labor intensive this editing process will be, but if you put like some like key snips of, like, you know, I'm traveling through time, ladies and gentlemen, I bid you adieu.
Yeah.
Like just some of those like little classic snips.
Yeah.
You know, like radio intro shows where they put snippets of, like, you know, the Joe Rogan Experience, but they have, like, you know, little bits off movies and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be sweet to do our own.
Well,
little...
that's actually a good topic for discussion. Like, what audio grabs would be in the top three from these movies? Like, Austin Powers is probably up there. Back to the Future would be up there.
Yeah.
The others don't have those obvious sort of audio grabs.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what would you use from Back to the Future or something? Like,
you built a time machine, Doc?
Yeah.
Like, something like that, you know?
Or, like, Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, like a lot of.
I still want, like, frequency, like Little Chief getting in there, you know?
Yeah. Or the Interstellar one where they just get back onto the ship.
Yeah. That's just classic.
I waited so long.
And then you can throw the Green Mile in.
How brutal was it in Interstellar? How she's like, I've got my own, the family of my own now. And it's like, are you fucking serious? I've fucking been through some shit. Matt Damon tried to kill me. I've come all the way back.
You've been
frozen or whatever to come and see me. And now you just fucked me off because you got your own family. Yeah. I've got no one. I lost everything.
Save the planet.
Like Anne Hathaway's out there somewhere. God knows where she is.
I don't even know if she's into me.
Seriously.
Yeah, and if she's not, I'm going to have to force things. That's going to get really awkward.
Hathaway's what was one. With that? Like, didn't he have to, like, try and repopulate or something with her?
What's seeding.
Like, that's going to just be inbred and, like, it's going to be all over within, like, two generations. But,
they have samples or something at one stage?
What?
Had some samples on a ship.
Where Max is, like the
just firing it in there.
Where the daughter is, like, what's that? That's like some spaceship kind of like Halo thing, you know?
Yeah,
and what's that doing though? Is that going to wherever Anne Hathaway is, or what? Like, is that just?
I think that's just floating until they're until they're.
No, but it must be eventually trying to get there, Tom.
Maybe.
What's he doing? Like, what does she tell him to do?
She tells him to get in the spaceship and go and be with her.
But I thought that was one of many, like, colony, like, spaceship worlds, and that's, like, the thing, because they've got, like, the farm and stuff there, so I don't know.
But they still need a planet to populate.
But I think they're doing that already, and then that's another, like, choice of living.
How good is it when you see, like, throughout the movie, the snippets of, like, we used to own a farm or something and used to, you know, get corn or whatever from the cob.
Yeah.
And then it's like, what is this? You know, throughout the movie. And then at the end, it's like, it's playing in the, on those Halo things. Brilliant.
So, you know, that's real footage? That's real footage.
What are we talking about?
So the footage that they use
I'm going to act tough until I figure out what you're saying.
No, the footage that they've used there, they actually took from farmers that were, like impacted by a massive dust storm.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's real footage.
All right.
I can't even remember what they're saying in there. What are they actually saying?
It's all about the dust.
Yeah, because they get the blight and there's like they have to set the table like upside down and stuff like to not get any dust on their plates and shit.
Yeah, like the baby died from dust and stuff. You know, it's pretty grim, really.
Like, and that's why the crops are dying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really good.
Still acting tough, just in case it's not.
You said a lot of words that I don't understand, so I'm gonna take that as disrespect.
If I'd been more open-minded, I would have gained in value, but I'm just going to act tough.
Just going to keep acting tough until I figure it out.
Or tough. I'm just sort of zoned out because I don't know what to believe.
You're the boy that cried wolf, Jordan. You've cried wolf too many times.
Yep. And if you start to believe, you go, you'll get pounced on. Better to not believe.
Yeah. And not be enlightened than believe and just be humiliated in front of everyone.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah, great movies, by the way, like time travel movies, you know?
Yeah.
So good.
Great genre. There's a lot of good movies in there. The Bond coming out in like a month or two.
The Bonds?
Yeah, we need to see it. I reckon I've got high hopes for this one because it's like...
Would the Bonds merit a podcast or...
I don't know them that well, but yeah.
Yeah, it's like... don't know.
I like the themes. Like, I want to do martial arts next, or like, I was thinking about commitment, you know, like with
the themes. Are good. I like the themes.
Yeah. You know, Prestige, how he's like committed to like living another life pretty much.
Yeah.
That could be a theme. And I was trying to think of movies.
I've got one.
Yeah. What's that?
Village.
Yeah. Oh, yep. Yep.
A lot of commitment.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
That's commitment.
I really like that.
The Usual Suspects. Like he's the, you know, gimpy leg. Yeah. But, yeah.
I like these because they cross genres as well.
Yeah. Yep. Themes cross the genres. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you want to do martial arts?
Oh, I would love to do martial arts. Yeah.
I think this is great as well because it's in keeping with like a video shop. Like, oh, I want like a martial arts film. And it's like, oh, well, do you want a funny martial arts film or do you want like, you know, blood sport? Like, you know?
Yeah. And we still do movies or trilogies or TV TV series. I'm not sure. But also like what I'm calling a Midas touch one, which is like it might be an actor, a director or writer. Like they've just, you know, gone with gold. But then, yeah, we could even do, yeah, genre or, themes. Yeah. We'll just naturally. But next one, yeah, martial arts sounds good.
Yeah.
Asking Geordie as the subject matter expert at video shops, what would you get more customers coming in to say?
Yeah.
Would they come in asking for genres or themes?
Good question.
I think they come in asking genre, but wanting theme.
Ooh. Let's give the audience what they want.
Exactly.
There.
And that's why I think I love theme so much, because it's because that ends up being the recommendation, right?
Yeah.
I want a thriller, kind of like Edge of Tomorrow and Terminator 2. Oh, I've got you covered.
Yeah.
I know. Here's exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
All 17 roads again lead or lead whatever.
To, all roads lead Star to Interstellar or Frequency.
Yeah. Or Big.
Yeah.
I just stole Josh's joke.
Yeah. I should have been. I didn't know what it was. 17 again. Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah, but it's always hard. So the best video shop I ever went to had cross categorization. So, say, for example, Welcome to the Jungle with The Rock, yeah?
Yeah.
That would sit in action, but also sit over in comedy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Trivia question on that movie. It's its alternate name.
The Rundown.
I was going to throw it out to everyone else.
Didn't we talk about
the new name?
Yeah, we did. Oh, did we?
Yeah. Michael Hunter said, are you happy with that being...
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope we don't do that. But there's not that many.
Yeah.
There's
a few. Can you name any others?
Wrong Bet and Lionheart. Like, that's the same movie, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
A Very Bad Day.
And?
The Hangover.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Wow.
But some of these are in another, like...
It's usually, that's usually the case. Like, there's the American version, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, and... Australian or British Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
Which they recorded, like there's, you know, parts where they say Philosopher's or Sorcerer's Stone, and they obviously had to refilm those exact scenes or whatever.
Why can't America handle Philosopher's Stone?
Because like, so I've looked this one up because there's some other things in there. They almost didn't call them muggles as well. Like they called them nomadges in the original books because because they
nomads, you know.
Like the editors when they were publishing for America were sort of like, what the hell are muggles like, and couldn't keep up with the like I guess the random like little British idioms. And philosopher was used in a different context in England compared to America, and so labeling it sorcerers had more like magical context than philosopher did, whereas everyone in like a very common English folktale was the philosopher's stone giving the like the elixir of life.
Mm. But I guess what we're asking Hamish is why? Why are they doing it? Yeah,
but why? Oh, I guess, Hamish, if you were to distill that down into something digestible.
Apparently, the American reader is, on average, dumber than the English.
No, no.
Like it.
Even less.
Yeah. America dumb.
Stop. No, they're smart. Yeah. Well, you've got to do something.
No, you're going to have to do more than that.
England won, America two. America big toilet. England little.
America dunny roll. Toilet. Fog roll holder.
Got it.
Piss on walls.